Everybody, welcome to Real Life No Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
This is a Starburns audio-produced podcast where we don't talk about sci-fi. There's a bunch of loud trucks going by. And we basically don't have anything to talk about. So if you could send us your questions and comments to wadeandwillie@gmail.com, then you don't just have to listen to us mindlessly babble for an hour, which you don't have to do anyway, but thank you for doing so.
That's cool, though. You can send us both paranormal and conspiracy theory questions and regular questions.
Yeah, any kind of thing that's going through your mind. I'm about to be unemployed, so I'm already depressed. I get super depressed when I'm not working.
Do you make a good rate on unemployment? You don't need to say what it is, but is it good?
Yeah.
I mean it's, you know, it's definitely not better than working, but
well, I think it's the max that you can get. Isn't there a max?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's that. It's fine. I mean, I can live off of it and not hit my savings too hard.
Yeah.
Once it runs out is when I get really fucked.
It's just weird cuz, like, you know, my wife she's not eligible for unemployment because all her jobs are freelance. So it's weird in LA. It's weird when you find out about how unemployment works, because for everybody not in LA, we're like freelance and we go from job to job. So your job could last 2 weeks, it could last 2 months, it could last a year.
Yeah.
And then when that job ends, you have to go find another job. And when they say it's all who you know, it's because they only hire people that they just worked with, basically, crew wise.
Pretty much, yeah, on the production end of stuff.
Like, you know, everybody could submit their resume to be a writer, your writer's packet, but
yeah,
you know, they don't look at all those.
I don't know how many. It depends on if they're solicited or not, but, like, you know, I submitted a couple writer's packets just in these last couple weeks, and, like, you just never hear.
Yeah, nobody has to tell you no, so you could send out 100 and not hear from anybody.
How you been?
Oh, I'm making it work. I'm really getting pissed off about having my day job now.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, I really got to try harder to get out.
Why? It's just, it seems like you should have enough time to work on, well, you've got a kid, so maybe not now, but, like, I don't know. Don't you get off, like, early afternoon?
I get off between 3 and 6.
Mm.
So, yeah, sometimes. But then when I get home, it's like Moose goes to bed at, like, 6. I don't know. I basically need to just need to change how I'm doing things. But, you know, what's weird is, like, obviously, I have anger issues. I do. And, like, on the way here today, I was taking a Lyft, and I fucking call the Lyft and he's right next to your place.
Uh-huh.
So normally I'm like, oh, that's too far. I'll shut it off and find a new person that's closer, because they're all over the town.
Right. We live about a mile apart from one another.
Yeah, I didn't do that. And I waited for him. And then, so it took him 8 minutes to get to my place.
Oh, so you didn't turn it off. You just waited?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I didn't get the notification that he was there. I got the notification he was arriving soon.
Uh-huh.
And so I started going downstairs, and then all of a sudden I look at this thing, and it's like, your driver's leaving in 30 seconds. I was like, what the fuck, dude? I fucking waited 8 minutes for you.
Right.
And now you're not going to wait a minute for me? Like, I was so fucking mad.
Well, but you don't know how long he waited, right? Because you never heard when he was there?
No, but I started coming down when it said he was going to arrive within 5 minutes. So
right.
I'm just annoyed.
Well, it sounds like the app is more fucked than the driver.
Yeah, but, you know, if he's ready to fucking take off.
So what'd you do? Did you just let him take off?
No, I mean, I walked up. There was like 3 seconds left. I was so fucking pissed.
I've never seen a countdown like that.
Yeah, which neither have I, which makes me go, oh, did he initiate that?
Well, see, that's why I would never choose to be mad at him. I would rather choose to be mad at an app that oftentimes will, like, drop me off in the wrong place and shit like that, even though I put in the right address.
Yeah, I definitely didn't take it out on him or say anything to, you know, negative towards him or anything like that. I was just upset. And then, but it just made me think of all the things, all the times I get upset, I'm very unforgiving, even though I want to be forgiving. And I don't know, like I was thinking, like, I don't think I've forgiven my parents for like spanking me.
Well,
because as a kid, that was such a huge betrayal to where I just had hatred. I was like,
I was talking to my friend about this the other day, and I don't know. Like, I feel like every time I got spanked, I totally deserved it. But I didn't get it as bad as a lot of kids did from our generation. Like, a lot of times it was more the threat of it.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
I only remember getting spanked, like, once or twice. And the last time that it happened, I was, like, already stronger than my mom, so I just, like, ran away from her. She, like, tried to grab me and spank me, and I just, like, blocked it and then, like, pushed her away and then left. And then it never happened again, but it was just kind of like.
And what's weird is your mom probably definitely told your dad about it. Maybe.
Well, but I think my mom was the more willing hitter than my dad was. Like, I think my dad was just more even tempered.
Yeah. I mean, obviously.
But like, what do you mean? Do you need to forget? Like, I understand that feeling, but. I only get that feeling when I think about that. Like, I don't have that resentment all the time toward my parents.
No, yeah, me neither. And the thing is that, like, yeah, I was totally cool with my parents, you know. We just didn't communicate that much, and so whatever. But, like, I feel like if I think about it, that's what I used to do as a kid. I'd think about things and dwell on them, and then I'd kind of freak out about them, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I just remember my dad always telling me, like, stop feeling sorry for yourself. And I'm like, just breathing.
I'm just breathing.
You know, because like when you have a big sigh after getting in trouble, you'd be like, stop feeling sorry for yourself. I'm not.
You can definitely tell when someone's pouting, though.
I know, but I do that sigh all the time, though.
Well, but that sigh is actually, it makes you feel good. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Having sighs, like deliver more oxygen to your blood. And
exactly. I don't know if I read that or whatever a long time ago. So I was like, oh, I hate yawning. So if I just take big, deep breaths every now and then, and so I do them constantly, and then everyone always thinks that I'm upset, and I'm like, dude, I just, all I did was take a breath. I didn't say, I don't know.
I don't know. No one's ever, you must be sighing at times where you could be upset.
Well,
I don't think I've ever sighed and people have been like, what's wrong?
I know, and it's never like right after anything. I also think I'm just a big guy and I have sighs all the time.
You should just blow it out slower so that it doesn't sound like a hissy fit.
But I'm not even aware that it's happening. So then when somebody says something, I'm like, what are you talking about?
Uh-huh. Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
It sounds like people are walking on eggshells around you, Willie.
I know. I'm like, I always wonder, because I wonder if, you've heard of the Scorpios, like, just being.
I don't really know what we are.
Easily offended and having a sting of unforgiveness and
yeah,
holding
I've heard
on
the sting
to.
Thing. I didn't know about easily offended. Is that part of it?
Well, I figure it was part of the. My definition of the sting of just being like taking things the wrong way.
I mean, I'm definitely like if somebody wrongs me in a serious way, I'll never forgive them. Like never.
Yeah. And I'm that way too. And it's weird because I want to be forgiving, but then
I don't,
but then I'm like, oh fuck. Dude.
Not if they did some asshole thing to me.
I'll never forget that. Yeah.
Yeah. Like if it was like a purposeful thing, like not an accident, if they, like, actually wronged me with the intent to wrong me, I'll never forget that.
Yeah, my list is definitely short, but there definitely is a list of, like, oh, no, fuck you forever.
I think I can only think of one for me.
I have the boss that hit me. I have this one boss that would, I don't know, man, he really tried to manipulate me.
See, mine is a boss, too.
Yeah, it's mostly bosses.
Actually, okay, I just thought of the second one. And it's not a boss, but it was a coworker.
trying to get ahead or?
I don't want to say.
Yeah, I know. It's weird because I run into the people that I feel that like this one fucking
boss.
I just
thought of a third too. Shit.
Was a friend of a friend, and I went golfing with this guy one time, and he fucking invited our old boss, and I was so fucking mad.
Uh-huh.
Because he was the type of guy that would, as I'm doing things, tell me I'm doing them wrong, but it's not wrong, it's just not his way.
Yeah.
And then so he was like, as I'm fucking in the middle of a swing, he's like yelling, he's like telling me I'm swinging wrong.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, fuck you. Like, sure.
Like, how many ways are there to swing
point it
a
out?
Hammer?
Point it out, but don't point it out while I'm swinging.
It's not like you're playing golf. Like, if you're hitting the nail into the wood, how could you be doing it wrong?
Just specific, like.
That's what you mean by swing, right?
No. I'm swinging. I was playing golf.
Oh, I'm sorry. You started with golf. In the middle of your swing?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I heard him say no.
What?
And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? What?
Hang on. Fuck. I got lost in your story because I feel like I've heard two different versions of this boss, and one is at work. I've never heard this golf story.
Yeah, we fucking.
So first of all, when you're playing 18 holes, never give anybody advice for any reason.
Yeah.
Because
if somebody asks, great.
Yeah.
Most people don't ask.
But, like, there's just no reason. Why would you give someone advice? Like, who are you?
Yeah.
Are you a fucking professional golfer? People like that are the worst. And one reason I have this opinion is because my dad, growing up, he would give me advice all the time on the golf course, which is kind of fine because he's teaching me golf, you know?
Yeah.
But really, should have just kept it to the range and then just, like, let me score whatever I was going to score. Because once you give somebody advice when you're out there, and you take that advice, it fucks up your game. Like, you can't just, like, start doing some new thing in the middle of a round. And you can't not think about it once someone tells you that advice, too. It's like a weird mind game. Like, were you guys betting?
No.
Yeah, see, if I was betting somebody and I gave them swing advice, then it's like a, then it's a play, you know? It's like,
that's what
I'm trying to get them to fuck up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I thought that was perfect for, if you wanted to fuck with somebody so hard, yeah, give them advice.
I used to ask people, and here's a fun, like, underhanded way to do it without giving them advice and being so obvious about it. I used to ask people, like, hey, do you hold your breath in your backswing? Because then no matter what, on their next swing, they're going to be thinking about that. It's great. I love it. The way that I fuck with my dad now, though, if I'm playing my dad, all I have to say is, you know, he's the most accurate golfer in America because he won the most accurate golfer in America contest when I was like 10.
Yeah.
So now if I want to get in his head, I just mention that. And he, every time, like, fucks up the next shot. It's great. But yeah, he'll even give me advice to this day. And I get, like, I fucking just turn back into, like, this 10-year-old, like, stop fucking talking to me, Dad.
I know, and it makes me go like, oh, fuck, does nobody do that? And I'm like, well, no, these are weirdly specific. Like, don't fucking tell.
Keep grudges? Or what?
Well, like you saying that to your dad, I'm like, is that a Scorpio thing? Or is that,
Well, that's a frustration thing. If I'm fucking up at golf and you're telling me how to be better,
yeah,
it's like, fuck you, dude. Like, I'm not happy with myself right now. Like,
yeah, and that's why I, you know, for most of my life, I say, that's not even true anymore.
What?
It's not most of my life. I used to play fucking basketball every weekend.
Uh-huh.
To hours on end, rec center, parks, wherever.
Yeah.
And
the
most frustrating thing is playing on a basketball team with someone and they're telling you what to do.
Dude, I know. Remember fucking Gebhardt?
Yeah, yeah.
I was playing
Pass
with him.
Pass it to me. Like, what the
no,
fuck?
No, not even that. I was playing with him. He was on my team in a rec game. And he was telling me something was wrong with my shot. He was like, no, do this. And I was just like, the fuck are you talking about? Get the fuck out of here. I hated that guy. I still do.
What's
Hopefully
funny
he
is,
doesn't listen. I don't know. I'm sure he doesn't. But
Schinkel used to be on everybody's shit list because he, in the middle of games, would tell people, you know, like, don't, you know, like, he'd be specific. Like, pass if I'm open, pass it to me. Or do that weird shit like that. Like, I've seen him get in, like, fights with people at the rec center all the time, you know?
Right.
From, you know, he'll tell you if you took a stupid shot or something, which you're playing like street ball. Like, don't fucking, you
know. Man, I don't know. I was afraid to say anything to the rec center kids because I thought they would all just beat me up at any time.
Yeah, we got into, you know, there were definitely like fights all the time. And I definitely weaseled my way out of a bunch.
Yeah.
Like, there's this one kid that I fucking hated my whole life because he always bullied me, and he had older brothers. He was a short Mexican kid, and he had, like, older brothers that would defend him and kick everybody's ass.
Yeah.
And one time I was playing basketball against him, and I'm 6 foot, and he's, like, 5'4". And so I was blocking all of his shots, and I was like, fuck, man, these guys are going to kick my ass. And he was pissed, you know? But in this particular day, his brothers were, like, laughing, and I was like, fucking... I thought for sure... I'm pretty sure even Doug told me, like, let him shoot a couple.
Really?
Yeah.
But that sucks, too. Like, even if you're not afraid of getting your ass kicked, anytime you are dominating somebody, I start feeling bad for them, and then I'll let them... I had this one friend... Yeah. Every time he would drive on me, he did this thing where he would take it up from his hip, like to the, he would take it from his hip to the center, like when he was about to do a layup or something like that. I don't know. Hopefully this is translating for
audio. Yeah, just a big opportunity to pat that shit away.
I would just strip it every time. And it got to this point where I was like, he's not changing. What? Like, what's the, so I just let him shoot a few.
Yeah.
And, like, that was my only move, too, because he was, like, a foot taller than me because I was little growing
up. You're not going to block him.
Yeah.
That's the block.
Yeah, exactly.
I wasn't the starting center for our freshman basketball team, and our starting center had that same problem. And I'd swat it away from him every time, and then the coach would come in and say, hey, pretend like you don't know the play. And I'd get so fucking mad because I'm like, he's the starting center. Anybody can figure out that this is how he shoots. This is how he stops. This doesn't mean knowing the play. If I can beat him every time, then maybe start me.
Well, was he taller than you?
A little bit.
Who was it?
Mitch.
Okay, Brewster. That guy's cool, right?
I didn't think so.
No, I didn't think so in high school, but I thought he grew up cool. Did he not?
I don't know. He used to bully me in elementary school, and then he got held back a grade, and then he was in my grade hanging out with all my friends, and I was like, you're the asshole who got held back that nobody knows got held back, and you used to pick on me. So why are we, like, hanging out with all my friends?
Yeah, fuck that guy.
And then he got, like, suicidal, which is, you know, it's weird to complain about.
In high school?
In college.
Oh.
So we'd go out to the bars, and he'd always... I remember we were at this bar one time, and he, like, punched a giant mirror that broke, and he took some glass and cut his head with it.
Jesus.
And it was like, we... And he did that because he was mad that we left him, but we had like 20 people, so we didn't know that we left him. But I don't know. He'd always end up bloody.
It's never a good feeling to get left.
No, I know, but he would always get bloody at parties.
Yeah.
And this is at the fucking bar. Like, he punched out at old Chicago's. He punched out a giant mirror.
Did they get him for it?
He got arrested.
That sucks. Why wouldn't they just make him pay for it? I'm sure he was wasted.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just like, man, I don't know. It's I don't know. I don't mean to make light or complain about that, but...
Well, it's so weird. Before you figure out that you're, like, depressed, it's weird. Because, like, you don't know how to act. You know what I mean?
Well, in high school, it was weird because it just felt like... My perspective was he just wanted attention, and I'm like, oh, well, I mean, I didn't think he was really suicidal.
Right. Wait, so he did that shit in high school too?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of, I think a lot of the, like, cutters and stuff like that, they're just suffering from depression, and they don't know how to make it better, you know?
Yeah.
It's like a clinical thing.
And then once you get into medication of any sort, you know, then you're just... I'm not saying that all medication is bad. I'm just saying you're messing with chemistry.
Well, some people need it for sure.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm like, I'm just saying it's weird when you get into medication because if you can stop your medication and a side effect is that you're suicidal. I just think that's crazy.
Well, if that's your default state, why wouldn't that be the case?
Yeah, but
I mean, I understand what you're saying, but I also think it's sort of irresponsible to say because...
Yeah, I'm not trying to get anybody to get off their medication either. Right. That's not what I'm trying to do. I'm just like, I just think that, I don't know. I shouldn't comment on this. You know, it's just...
It's...
Because I definitely should be on medication.
I sort of see... What should you be on medication for?
For anxiety. So maybe... It's me just being defensive. It's weird. I was talking to my sister because our whole family's got anxiety. And one of my sisters, Christina, she went on medication. We've talked about this briefly, but
yeah.
it really applies because she said, oh, I don't have rage anymore when she was on medication. I was like, oh, fuck. Is that my problem?
Right. But does she have a cat that will scratch her for no reason? Because I do. And I also have rage. I understand like the sort of like hesitance to get on a drug that like alters the chemicals of your brain for sure.
I mean, I did one time, and the sad thing was it was so strong I couldn't drink on it. Mm-hmm. So I drank one time and I got so I almost went to the ER. It was.
Well, why would you start really off scary. There? Why wouldn't you start off with like a minor?
Well, it was just
dosage.
At the time I didn't have insurance and I was doing a clinical trial. That was the only way I could get the medication was to be a part of a trial.
What? Jesus. But how did you know that you even wanted that medication?
Because I met with I didn't know what anxiety was until we moved to LA.
Mm-hmm.
So I just went and talked to a doctor and figured it got diagnosed and then
this is like 15 years ago?
Yeah.
Oh.
And then he was like, you know, he suggested the study to me.
That's interesting.
It is weird because like, why didn't you just prescribe me what I needed?
Well, you probably told him you were too broke.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't remember even how I got there, why I was talking to a doctor. Like I didn't have insurance. So that's weird.
Yeah. That's so weird. Did you have to for some job or something? That's not a thing.
No. I just was so freaked out because I ordered this this packet, Attacking Anxiety and Depression, whatever.
Uh-huh.
And I started listening to cassette tapes, and I was like, you know, because the whole time you're like in denial, like, I don't have anything. There's nothing wrong with me. And then I remember asking, like, you and Drew and Emily some things. I'm like, you guys... I don't remember what it was, but I remember going like, you guys were like, no. And I was like, the parallel is being like, oh, you guys like think you're dying all the time, right? Or something like that. I was asking all the things and everybody was saying no to everything. I was like, oh, fuck, this might be real.
But it's also like, don't ask people that shit in a group. Because then, of course, they're going to be
I mean, I definitely did individually also. Oh.
Huh. I didn't know you were doing all that shit.
Yeah, well, what's funny is I never fully paid for that thing, so it went into collections. And
the tapes or whatever?
Yeah, yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah. And so I held on to them because for me it was a symbol of not having enough money but also making bad decisions and not following through. And I didn't sell them until I moved in with Shauna.
Wait, you could sell them?
Well, I had a garage sale.
They're tapes that sold at a garage sale?
It was a giant booklet with a giant thing that held all the cassette tapes. They were like, it was like a workbook and the lessons. And
it was all filled out?
No,
and someone still bought it?
I never filled it out because, you know, I still was in denial that...
That's funny.
Yeah.
So you gave yourself a lot more anxiety by not paying for the whole thing?
Yeah.
Was there a chapter based on that in there? Like... If something goes into collections, you can just blow it off.
Oh, I was so mad. I was like, I could have afforded this back then, but I didn't.
What's the deal with collections? You can just blow them off, right? Or you can get a bunch of it all built up and then give them like 10 cents on the dollar or something like that?
It's a weird animal because I had a lot of credit card debt out of college. And it was all in collections, right? And I went to this company to combine all the credit cards together, and I was going to make payments to them.
Yeah, what are those? What are they called?
Yeah, I forget. consolidation.
Yeah.
And so, great, everything's great. Come to find out, this company was making individual payments to the credit card companies, and they were making late payments. So I was like, the whole point of me going to you is to not have late payments anymore. And so they were making late payments on my behalf.
So they were just paying the late payments?
I don't know. I was paying them. The rates were still going up, and the money was still going up because they were all late. And so, like, I'm like, what's the point? I could make this payment to them.
Yeah, they're supposed to buy out all the debt and then just take all your money.
Exactly, and they didn't do that. So it was a bullshit company. It was like, at any rate, I was like, well, fuck everything then. Like, I can't even do this. I can't even consolidate properly. And I stopped paying. And what's weird is these companies started calling anybody that I ever put as a reference on any job application I ever had.
Well, that's crazy. How would they get their hands on that?
I don't know. It's fucking... Also, it's illegal. So...
Yeah, Blue, it sounds illegal.
Blue's parents, Bill's parents, my dad's neighbor were all getting calls about my fucking debt.
Your dad's neighbor, huh?
My dad's neighbor while he had cancer. So... He had the awkward conversation of, and then they also tried calling my grandma. They scared the shit out of her.
Mm-hmm.
My grandma calls me up crying. She's like, they said that they couldn't find you.
Oh, fuck that.
And that's when I was like, okay, I'm
so
never.
So you should have sued them.
I know, but there's no proof.
Money that you
the
didn't
proof
have.
Is the hearsay conversations, you know? There's no proof that they actually did anything.
That's true. Do you need proof? People in America sue, man. I can't believe how much they sue. Like, I thought that was just something I heard about, but, man, people are eager to sue out here.
Yeah, I don't know. I you know, I would never try to sue anybody.
It just seems like so much work. I think I'm too lazy to ever sue anybody, unless it's, like, some big corporation.
Yeah, I'm into that, too. I just feel like if you're trying to sue somebody, it's like, in my mind, it's like my face is all over everywhere being like, this is the guy who sued.
Well, that's not
I know that's not the case. That's just how I feel about it, where I'm like, I don't want to sue anybody.
Mean, our friend's getting sued right now for, I mean, I probably can't talk about it, but like, it's just like they're just suing her. Like, these other people are just suing her for nothing, and I think the expectation is like, oh, she'll just settle, you know,
but instead of going to court.
Right.
Fuck, man.
I think that's why people are so sue happy, because they just expect that you won't want to deal with it.
They figure out it works.
Yeah. But it seems like that would cost a lot of money, because you got to hire a lawyer and shit like that. And then what if they don't settle?
Well, my thing is, what if you had a lawyer on your side that was in for it too? Like, yeah, let's go sue everybody.
But that's not the case. They don't know a fucking lawyer is going
to
do that.
I mean, I only throw that out there because I fucking have no idea why you would even try to sue everybody.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, no, you might be right if it's like one of these people who sues everybody. But then I feel like that lawyer can like lose his, what is it, license?
He
can lose his bar exam.
His the bar status. I was talking to somebody recently and they were like, oh, I didn't know what the person did. Because he worked at a video game store.
For a living, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was like, and he's like, oh, I'm taking the bar this week. And, you know, it's so funny when somebody tells you new information, and if you have anxiety, like, you feel like you need to say something real quick instead of, like, taking in the fact of what they said to you.
Yeah.
So, like, you just nervously spout things out at them.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, well, hopefully you pass.
Well, that's fine. That's what you're freaked out about that you said? That's fine.
Well, it's just weird because I'm like, I feel like I didn't say that with control. It just got spurted out.
I feel like I would have tried to make a I'm going to the bar joke and it just wouldn't have worked out. But no, this happened to me the other night. I direct this sketch team, and so once a week I'm like parked on this street and there's this car sitting there with its lights on and stuff. And I get out of my car after parking, and they're like, hey, what's the deal? Can you park here? And I'm like, yeah, that's cool. And they're like, well, what about after 2 in the morning? It's got a 2 a.m. thing. And I was like, oh, probably not then if you're going to be here all night. And I'm like, I don't know. I'm only here once a week. I have this meeting. I don't know why I said that. I could have just said I'm only here once. I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But this is how the conversation went. And then they were like, well, what about like the next couple streets over? And I was like, I really don't know. I mean, you could check, but I would just park on like, what was it? Franklin here.
Bigger road. Yeah.
Yeah. Fountain? No, Franklin. Sorry. Doesn't matter. And so whatever, it was like that. Them looking for information, me going like, I don't know, man. Like, good luck. And then, okay, so here's how it went down. Well, I'll tell you what he said, and I'll tell you how it went down and what happened in my mind. He goes, okay, thanks. Say hi to the Illuminati for me. Right?
Yeah.
So he's, by okay, thanks, I'm already like walking away from his car. And when he says say hi, I just start laughing because it's like a funny thing to say, like, say hey to your people at your meeting.
You thought he was starting a joke.
Yeah. So I just started laughing. And then I heard Illuminati and I just went, okay. But it was like, and then for that whole walk, I'm like, what the fuck? Because I guess I was near the Scientology Center, kind of, but that's not really where you would park. Why would he say that? And was he crazy? Plus, he had a girlfriend in the car with him. What the fuck?
Yeah, that blows me away because if he assumes you're a Scientologist, that's weird. But if he that's the only thing he could assume, right?
Illuminati, I guess, unless he's like schizophrenic.
If he was trying to make like a bad joke, it's so specific that like no one would get that you were making a joke.
Like, how would I even? And I was like looking at the things I was wearing. I wasn't wearing any kind of weird. Just like right now I have like an alien shirt on. So like maybe you could make that comparison, but like I wasn't. It was like a horse shirt. I just fucking hate it when that shit happens to you in life, and you're like, what?
And you want to know, but you would. The last thing you would ever go ask them, "What? Hey, what do you mean, bro?"
Well, the last thing I would do if someone says, "Say hey to the Illuminati," is turn around and be like, "What do you mean by that, dude?" You know, like, fucking. Especially because I'm already walking away. I don't care if he finds parking. Like, figure it out. Ask me for a minute, but like, don't make me. I don't know. Hey, I park on this street, dude.
I love this too. Hey, well, Judge, this one guy told me that I could park here. It was okay.
Yeah. The sign says no parking 2 a.m. What do you think is going to happen? I was like, I don't know. Maybe they don't patrol it that much.
Oh, shit. Maybe we should all move. Who does it? I don't know. Yeah. What I think's weird is I like to interact with strangers to get a little bit of insight, you know, as to what the hell they're doing in this fucking existence.
But if there's an organic way to do it, sure, yeah.
But for the most part, all you get are some weirdly specific things that you don't need to know that make it more uncomfortable.
Like, what's a scenario where you're going to, like, want to talk to a stranger?
Well, like, you know, standing in line for something where it's like, hey, we're here. I could just be on my phone or... But my answer comes from before phone call times, you know?
Before phone call times?
Or, I mean, before smartphones.
Oh.
Like, I don't really talk to strangers that often unless I feel like...
The worst part about the line is you can't get away from those people who want to talk in line.
Yeah.
There's nowhere to go or you lose your place in line.
This mic keeps cutting out. I'm sorry. I don't know. I mean... It seems like most of the time I don't have the time to interact anyways, you know what I mean? Where it's like, oh, well, that's funny because that's how we got our first pitch was me talking to somebody in line.
Yeah, I wish it never would have happened, though.
I know, man. I was talking to this guy at Pep Boys and you know, we just moved out here. And
yeah, this is like 2001 or two, maybe two by then.
I tell him what we're trying to do. We're trying to pitch some shows, come up with some stuff. And he's like, oh, well, I'm friends with the president of MTV. I can get you a pitch. So, boom, right out the gate, fucking we moved to LA on purpose. This is all working out. We got our pitch with the president of MTV, like, within the first year.
Uh-huh.
And then he's the one that kind of ruined the whole thing, too.
Well, yeah. Yeah. And then, I mean, maybe this isn't... We can't get sued, right? Because we haven't said his name.
He is a sue-happy guy, though.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he tried to sue Oprah because he was mentioned in her book without his permission. Wasn't anything bad.
See, but that's just like, I know that Oprah is a billionaire.
Yeah, well, that's weird, though. That's a Sue Happy person.
It's like an opportunist. Yeah, yeah. That's like, oh, I don't feel wronged in any way, but there's a chance I walk away from this a lot richer.
Yeah. Weird.
Anyway, that guy was just picking up young dudes.
Well, it's so weird because he used to take me out all the time, show me the town, take me out drinking, and I never felt any sort of come on or anything like that.
But, yeah, but you would be like that girl who just doesn't get it.
Yeah, yeah. And
she's always friend-zoning
people. So maybe
he
was just frustrated because it didn't work out. He never did anything.
Right. He never like made a physical move.
And then we did the pitch, and then he like stopped talking to us. I don't know if this was before the pitch or not. The next time we saw him, he had another guy, and that he asked that guy, he had that guy do his pitch to us, or us our pitch to him.
No, we did ours to him.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
It was just like the
plus,
new.
Yeah, we went to his place, and he had all his pictures of like him and these kids around. Not kids, but like, you know, we were kids at the time, like 21.
I mean, my thing was I felt safe because he was a teacher or professor at one point, and I felt like he was continuing to try to give it back.
Allegedly. I mean, he also said that he was married and his wife was in Chicago.
I know. That was weird, too.
So weird. And he'd been a working actor out here forever. So it's like, what? Why is your wife in Chicago? <I know. laughs> This doesn't make any sense. But we should get off that before he sues us.
I know.
Not like we have anything. I guess he could get some Harmon money.
He would know that we have nothing.
He would know that we have nothing?
I think so.
He's just scamming. He's scrolling down our IMDb pages.
Yeah, you know, I think people that are looking for people that have money, this is a big assumption. Is it like, oh, well, you know, he's hiding his money because he's got the Gucci bag.
Well, that's the other thing. Like, not to... I mean, my friend who's getting sued, we happen to work for one of the richest people. I'm being intentionally vague.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering if they thought like, oh, we'll get some of that money. Some of that castle money.
Yeah.
Some of that.
I mean, that is the assumption, you know. People, it's funny how much you don't understand something outside of your world. I'm not saying, you know, it applies to all worlds, you know. Like, I have people emailing me at least once a year. They find out I work on some TV show, and they're like, hey, can we get some of the props from that movie
or but TV that's show? Cute. That's cute.
It is cute, but it's like, oh, fuck, you have no idea how this works.
But if you were still working on it, couldn't you just be like, yeah, I could get you prop?
I definitely have never been working on anything that anybody asked me for.
Oh, it's always years ago
or
something?
Yeah, I was like, what? No, I...
But still, if I were you and I was...
I respond
still
to
on the show. I'd steal something and give it to him.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I'd be like, pay for shipping. I'll get you this thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're totally clueless. I mean, people still to this day will like write me and be like, hey, I got a great Rick and Morty idea. I probably already said this on here. It's just I haven't worked there in 4 years. It's been however long you were in high school since I worked there.
Okay, well, but maybe you could give him a script, though. That's what the funny thing to me is, that like, there's this weird idea that your script is good enough to get you everything that you want.
Well, also the idea that you would give it to a writer.
Yeah, yeah.
Why would a writer ever help out another writer?
Yeah. Oh, here's my job.
It's so competitive.
You can have my job if you want.
Yeah, here. Oh, I was going to work this year, but why don't you work instead? You fucking idiot.
I always think about all the things that people do wrong that proves they don't know anything, and I think that a lot of times that keeps them out of the business.
Well, you can definitely fuck it up if you like. You know, there was this girl who loves What's the Gravity Falls guys? Alex Hirsch, is that right? Gravity Falls.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Sorry, yeah.
Jeez, what happened?
Oh, I was thinking of Gravity, the movie, and I didn't hear Falls.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, what? I don't fucking know.
But like, we're
Matthew McConaughey?
Yeah, so we're like friends on Facebook, and so she like friended me and just started asking me about Alex Hirsch, and I was like, oh, dude, I'm his best friend. What do you need? I was just totally lying to her, which is a huge mistake because then she was like, I'm coming out to L.A. Can we get a drink? Can you introduce me to Alex? And I was just like, no. I think I just stopped responding, but it's like she was so pushy that it's like, oh, hey, if I was so inclined, I would go to Alex and be like, stay away from this person. She's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care what her artwork looks like. Do not hire this person. So you can definitely fuck it up for sure. Hey guys, thanks for listening. I don't know if a lot of people know we've got t-shirts available. There's a couple t-shirts made by artists that we like that are real life sci-fi sort of centric, but not necessarily advertising our show. So if you want to get some of that sweet, sweet merch.
Listen, it's very easy. Go to TPUB, like t-shirt, tpublic.com/real-life-sci-fi, no dash. You'll find our shirts available. We've got one by MC Griffin, which is like all the different aliens that we've talked about on the show. And then Jack Cusimano has a design of like all the paranormal things coming out of my fanny pack with Wade behind me. We've got some great designs, and we've got more coming. Rob Schraub's designing one, maybe. Callie Fontecchio is working on one. I haven't talked to them in months, but they started.
I thought that deadline was like a year ago.
It was a long time ago.
And then what about, we've got pins too. Can we sell those or not?
Yeah, yeah. We have pins available. If you want a real life sci-fi pin, it's basically just the logo of our show. You can Venmo.
Made by
Starlene Hodge. She designed it.
She drew the, yeah, right?
Yeah. And listen, they're $10 a pin plus $5 shipping. So,
oof.
I know, that's kind of rough, but the pin price is
but
pretty
high. But you paid
high
for all of them.
Yeah, I bought a bunch and I'm just sitting on them and that's fine.
So it's
care.
Almost like a donation to Willie. I get nothing out of this.
but any
Wait,
money
so
I get,
how do they,
will,
how do they get
will
those?
Perpetuate more. RoboticWillieRoberts@gmail on Venmo and PayPal. Send me a message, send me your email or your address and I'll send you one.
Yeah, I think on Venmo, just write your address down in the comment section, and yeah, he'll know what to do.
They're great pens. I would suggest getting different backings. I would get the metal backing. We've got rubber backings.
Oh, you're underselling it already.
I am underselling it because I'm not happy with it.
All right, back to the show. So, Willie.
Yeah.
I think it's about time for Fantasy Football Corner.
Yeah.
The FFC.
Yeah, we're watching. I don't
corner.
Know. What, this is week four,
yeah,
Thursday
but,
night
so
game.
So these are always coming out a week behind. So it's a little weird to talk about fantasy like a week after it's
so
happened.
So we could predict what was going to happen this weekend, and you could, and as a listener, if you watch football,
no, fuck
you,
that. Yeah, let's just talk about our teams.
Well, what's cool because I'm watching Cooper Kupp has two touchdowns tonight, and I have him in most leagues.
Yeah, all I'm really interested in is your Broncos league where you drafted all the Broncos.
Well, you know,
you quickly like went away from it, right?
Well, not quickly. I mean, I dropped the quarterback, sure, because I picked up Fitzpatrick the first week.
Okay, and then you also went away from Freeman, didn't you?
Well, I have decent running backs, and I know that he's splitting carries, so I haven't started him every week because of the Lindsay coming on strong, you know.
Right.
So it's like they're splitting carries so hard, and I don't know what the hell we're doing. I go through the same thing every year.
You know what we should do, though, one year? We should start, like, a 16-team league.
Where you get to pick one team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we don't even have to have real people. We would just, like, do it and then see what happened, you know?
I mean, yeah. I think it's great. I think it's a great idea because then you get to root for a whole team.
Right.
And the thing is, you know, we play in so many leagues that are so cheap that it's basically free. And I'm like, what? I don't know why I'm doing this.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it should be big money or no money.
Like, so Cook for the Vikings, He was a game time decision. I have him in two leagues. I started him in one because I wanted to care about this game and because it's a $10 league. So, like, who really gives a shit?
Yeah. It's your chance to do your trust your gut without worrying about your pocket.
And so far, since we've been talking, I haven't seen him, but I also haven't been paying attention. He started, he was in there. I'm wondering if he fucked his knee up again. But I'm doing horribly, dude. I think I have a losing record in 3 out of 4 of my leagues. I went fucking 1-3 last weekend. I fucked up, man. I trusted the wrong guide or something because all my teams suck.
Well, I'm 3 out of 4 of my leagues. I'm doing decent to good.
We're both in 4 leagues.
Yeah. One league I have no wins yet. The defensive league. My defense is awesome, but
who is it?
It's just, they're not like Marcus Peters just got hurt.
Oh, that's the IDP one.
Yeah,
got it.
And you know, Von Miller is doing great. I drafted Chubb on accident way too early because I was looking at him, and then the time ran out, and it drafted him in like the 8th round.
Who is that though?
He's our rookie. Defensive end opposite
Miller.
Obviously, I drafted him before any rounds, before any defender came out.
Oh, that sucks.
But I was going to, on that round, I was going to draft Jimmy Graham. So, like, that's fine.
It's
like,
whoa, you took him that early?
That's what I'm saying. It was an accident. But right. I was going to draft Jimmy Graham, and it's like, it's fine not having him. He's having such a shit year. Yeah, I don't think it's going to get better.
Fuck tight ends. I stream tight ends every year.
Yeah, I mean, me too. I was just this league is weird because it's a keeper league where you keep like 2 defenders and 3 offensive players. So like, I have no fucking idea. They're like, oh, you can look and see who people are keeping, but it doesn't fucking microphone.
Well, watch that rage, dude.
I know. Well, honestly, this mic has been touchy all night.
Why don't you switch it out?
Because I'm like, well, what am I going to do? Give this to the guests? I just have to. I'm just trying to deal with it.
Oh, we only have 3.
Of the main ones, yeah.
Okay.
So I don't know. I was just like, what was I talking about?
I drafted Mahomes in a keeper league. Feeling pretty smart about that.
Yeah, yeah.
Although I probably wouldn't keep him.
Did you draft him early or late? Middle, right?
No, I got him late. He was going undrafted in every single league.
Okay, word.
He was a waiver wire guy. And I'm dumb, too, because I knew I should have got him in every league. But it was just like, he's going undrafted. I let, like, everybody else's trends affect me too much.
It made you go, well, maybe this is there's a reason that nobody's
right,
drafting him.
But then why not? If he's not getting drafted, why not take him in like the 13th round?
Yeah.
When you're taking like who? Fucking the third wide receiver from the Jets or some shit?
I was surprised that I got Fitzpatrick in every league after the first week. Sure, maybe people thought he was a fluke. Sure, Jameis Winston's coming in at some point.
Well, that's exactly what people thought. And most people are happy with their quarterbacks. The thing is, quarterbacks are so deep, like not a lot of people need to get somebody.
And what's great, too, is that like you could, off the waiver wire, pick up a quarterback that's just as good as the person, you know, better than the person you dropped.
You
for
can
sure.
stream quarterbacks, too. You can just like look at I'm streaming a quarterback in one league because I got Alex Smith, and he's like not panning out the way I thought he would. So I just dropped him for Dalton. I mean, he's on a bye, but I dropped him for Dalton this week, and it's like.
Yeah, they're going to always pass heavy.
Plus, there's a chance one goes down, and, well, you never really want to trust a backup quarterback, but I can't believe how many people keep 2 quarterbacks on their roster.
Oh, I never do.
But I wonder if it's just to fuck over people like me who are like, I don't need a quarterback.
That's definitely what I think it is.
It's got to be.
It's weird, though, because I've definitely been in fantasy leagues where somebody drafts 2 second-tier quarterbacks. Where I'm like, what are you doing? You got Breeze and... whatever. I don't know. So,
second tier as in just under the top tier?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But you're
Roethlisberger, Breeze and Roethlisberger or something.
Roethlisberger's
like that.
A weird entity to me because he could have a 100-yard game and they win. But like, you know what I mean? Like
I'm trying to think of like another Rivers, like
yeah, yeah. Rivers is a great example. It's like when he's sitting on Rivers, you're holding him for your bye week.
Yeah.
But also Yeah, sure.
I don't know how you can afford to do that, because after like week one and two, there's so many injuries and so many fucking guys that you want to pick up. Like, why stash that second quarterback? It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, well, it's also like people sitting on a defense, you know?
That's crazy
to
me,
too. If you have two defenses, then...
So I do the Reddit fantasy football, the subreddit, and like there's people in there going like, when's Zuerlein coming back? Like, I'm afraid to drop Zuerlein. He's a fucking kicker.
Oh my gosh.
It's like, are you kidding me? He cannot be that much better than any other kicker. Granted, I don't pay attention to kickers, so maybe there's like some weird renaissance for kickers.
No. And also on top of all that, like he's not... No kicker is worth keeping because they're all the same.
Well, okay, so it was...
Every week is different.
Yeah, and he's injured, so you're going to keep him for multiple weeks. It wasn't a bye week thing. It's like multiple weeks you're going to hang on to a fucking kicker.
That sounds like a troll to me. That's got to
No, there's... I've seen it. I would have thought so too, but there are so many people that... I've seen it multiple times. I'm not saying it's everywhere, but I've seen it multiple times, and I'm going like... That's what made me think, like, maybe I'm... Wrong about kickers.
What the hell? There's some weird information going out there, because we had a... Remember the league? It's the same John Elway Fantasy League. I brought in a friend from that I've known since elementary school, and his first pick is a kicker. Remember
Wait,
that?
That's not John Elway.
Yeah, yeah. It was like one of the early years when we had random Colorado people in there.
Yeah.
And his first pick was a kicker.
Right.
And it wasn't a joke.
Yeah, but I don't... What are they thinking? Do they... Oh, you know what I'll bet it is? I'll bet they look at last year's stats because they don't know anything, and they just see... Because kickers do, like... kickers and quarterbacks
total points.
Get the most points.
Yeah.
So that's probably what he was thinking. That has to be what he was thinking. All right, well, before our guest gets here, why don't we talk about what we're going to talk about on the next Real Life Sci-Fi.
This isn't a conspiracy theory or a paranormal thing. It's just a weird thing that's going to happen. Our Earth is going to experience a magnetic polar shift at some point. We're way overdue for one.
Wait, can I stop you right there?
Yeah.
Because I've never trusted... Because you say that this has happened in the history of the Earth, like...
Oh, yeah, so many times.
Okay, but... How do I know that's true?
When lava is made...
Like, how can I look that up to see if it's true or not?
Oh, just look up polar shifts.
All right, but what if the Wikipedia says it hasn't happened?
No, that's impossible. This is science fact.
Okay, well, in between now and then, I'll do that. So go on. We're due for one.
We're hundreds of thousands of years overdue for a magnetic field polar shift. And is that going to kill us? We have no idea. And then also, if it doesn't, maybe how to survive that. But
oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah. It's a little bit of everything. And it's crazy because it is 100% going to happen. But nobody's afraid of it because it hasn't happened in the history of humans.
Well, it's 100% going to happen, but not necessarily in our lifetime.
Well, that's the thing. You're right about that, but let's say they happen every 200,000 years. We're on like 800,000 years. So we've like missed two, basically. And so we're fucking due for one. Which is so weird.
All right, well, save it for the episode.
Yeah.
And
our guest is Jeff Davis.
Yeah. What, third, fourth time guest, something like that?
I'm guessing four.
So tune in on Monday. We'll be talking polar shifts with Jeff Davis. And send us emails, stuff to talk about, you know, unless you just like this weird organic conversation that we're having. We'd love to help you with your problems and shit like that. WadeandWilly1@gmail.com. Or you can tweet.
No, it's just WadeandWilly@gmail.com.
Oh, sorry, but the Twitter, WadeandWilly@gmail.com, and then the Twitter is RealLifeSciFi1 on Twitter. Although the kids are moving to Grams, maybe we should start an Instagram.
Yeah, I'm down. You know, we could do behind-the-scenes photos all the time and not just have the guest photo.
Or just have it so they can message us.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
All right. Well, maybe we'll do that. So thanks for listening. And, hey, Willie.
Yeah?
Let's talk about it. Real Sci-Fi.
Thank you.